I'd like to introduce our first speaker. Bronte is a Wiradjuri woman born and raised on Wiradjuri land. She's a documentary maker and an oral historian who has documented stories of Amazonian indigenous struggles, the Sikh genocide, and indigenous Australian resistance. Please give a warm welcome to Bronte.
Hello everyone, my name is Bronte, I'm a Wiradjuri woman from Wiradjuri land. We are standing on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, who are the rightful and continuing owners of the country we are meeting on. We are also standing at a site that has a history of protest. It is our belief in many indigenous cultures that places hold histories, and that the land, in a sense, holds emotion and trauma. Indigenous people have protested here for many years, and we stand here today held up by the strength of those fighters who went before us. We feel their strength pulsating through the ground, through our feet, and filling our veins with their spirit. When we cannot go on, they hold our weary legs stable, put their hands beneath our shoulders, and echo in our ears, "Keep going." There can be no peace of mind for Indigenous Australia without peace for our Palestinian brothers and sisters who, like we, have been told the land they are on is not their own, who, like we, have had settlers attempt to erase their history with false claims of terra nullius, land belonging to no one. The genocide that is happening today in Palestine, today we are acknowledging 9 months of genocide, of magnified, brutal genocide, but we know the mission of genocide has stretched much further into the past than 9 months. What those who remain unaffected by this struggle forget is that the self-interest of the Australian government, of the US government, when they support the massacre of thousands in Palestine, does not stop there. They will remain self-interested, and they will support what maintains their power when it comes to you too. The son of Aboriginal poet Udjuru Nunukul and founder of the Black Panther Brisbane chapter, Dennis Walker, said this best in 1972 when he said, "I won't bore you with the statistics of our devastation, but I will say this. Don't say you haven't got a hand in this. You helped pay for this coming down on us. Don't forget that it's not just us they're coming after. We are the convenient scapegoats to get the uranium out so that the state can keep power. They come for us today, they'll be coming for you tonight." No one is free from the greed and self-interest of settler colonial governments. It is in all of our interest to fight against Israeli occupation. Woo! They will continue to try to warp history, to warp the very notion of time, to convince the polity that what they are doing is just and right. We see through that. As Indigenous Australians and Palestinians and all those interested in the pursuit of truth, we are attuned to time and we refuse to accept any warping of it. The massacres that live in our bones are happening in Palestine and the anguish is overwhelming. They used to call Indigenous peoples, especially those who resisted, savages. Today they have a new word for that, terrorists. It is terms like this that allow them to exert their power. It is a total discursive reversal of who really has the ability to enact savagery. They will call a mother protecting her children a savage, and a man sitting comfortably sending a drone to obliterate hundreds a soldier. Recent reports came out from anonymous IDF soldiers that describe their thoughtless tactics. There is no restraint. This is not tactical. This is genocide. They are the savages. They are the terrorists. They are enacting a state of dystopia. And they are emboldened by an insidious, shape-shifting colonial ideology. We know who we are. We have a responsibility to remember, and we have a responsibility to open our eyes as wide as possible and remain attuned to what is happening. We must persist. It was, in the end, massive international pressure that helped play a role in bringing down apartheid in South Africa.
I land back at Ujuru Nautical and leave us with her words of hope written in 1960. Look up, my people. The dawn is breaking. The world is waking to a brighter day. Thank you.
Elsmore, a City of Sydney councillor and former deputy mayor. Please welcome Sylvie to the stage.
Hello everyone. My name's Councillor Sylvie Elsmore and I'm very proud and humbled to be here today to speak to you about the recent motion that the City of Sydney Council passed in support of boycotting Israel as part of the BDS campaign. Woo! As I mentioned, I'm a City of Sydney councillor, the former deputy mayor, a Greens councillor, and I'm speaking today because we know, you know, that it is the responsibility of every level of government, from councils to state to federal, to do what we can to speak up, to stop the genocide, and to be active in the struggle for justice for Palestinian people. Two weeks ago, the City of Sydney Council overwhelmingly supported a historic motion to investigate banning suppliers and investments from companies involved in war, in the supply of weapons, and that are complicit in the human rights abuses in Palestine, including the illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. Council is one of the few but growing number of councils speaking out in support not only for an end to the violence but to acknowledge that we have a responsibility to ensure that public money, your money, is not being used to support companies that profit from the genocide in Palestine. Yeah. And we know that boycotts work. They work because they remove real, tangible financial support to those that are perpetrating violence and oppression. And they work because they send a message from us to governments and companies that we will not provide legitimacy to those who profit from war and genocide by buying from them, by trading with them. It is not enough to just make statements in support of peace if we are not doing all we can as governments and councils to put our money where our mouth is. And we know that the Australian government not only has not moved a single sanction against the Israeli government, but continues to provide hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons contracts. For councils and others, it is a responsibility to make sure, for example, that IT companies that we use do not also supply technology being used by the Israeli Defence Force in prisons where Palestinian political prisoners are being held, for border crossings that maintain the apartheid, in facial recognition technology that is used for strikes that kill families and journalists. That is what the BDS movement is about. Woo! I want to end by saying thank you. We were able to get support for these motions, first for a ceasefire motion last year, and then for this historic motion through the council. Because of all of you, because of everyone who wrote to the council, because of the emails we got, because of the phone calls, because of the rallies that keep the message loud and clear that this is what our community wants and needs our governments and our councils to do. This motion is because of you and the pressure that you have brought. So when you rally on the streets, and it has been so many weeks now, unprecedented in Australia's history, protesting peacefully in support of rights for Palestine, to stop the genocide, to make sure that we as councils and other politicians know that we cannot look away, that the fight for justice for Palestine is a fight for justice for all peoples, that our communities are connected, particularly in this city, and that all people have the right to self-determination, and it is a responsibility for all of us to support that struggle. We are with you and we will continue to stand with you. Thank you.
Woo!